Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Jesus says, I am come that you might have life abundantly. Do you have that kind of life? You see, death, the sting is taken away. Man, we've defeated death. It is an anachronism, an era in respect to time. It is over, it is done with, and now he gives us abundant life, the full joy to live in this life. He gives us the power of life. And then finally, in Jesus Christ, we look forward to a great homecoming. People always ask, will I know my loved ones in heaven? Ladies and gentlemen, are you going to know less in heaven than you know now?
The truth is, death has lost all its power in Jesus. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young shares the rest of his message titled, Death is Not the End. It encourages you to spend your days building a testimony that honors Christ. Keep listening. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in a moment. Before we get to Dr. Young's message, it may seem like we're living in the end times, but as Christians, we don't need to fear the end of the world as we look to the proven truth of God's Word. Dr. Young wants to help you anchor your confidence in God's promises about the future with his 5-message series, End Times. It'll encourage you with the certainty of life after death, the beauty of heaven, and the assurance that Jesus will return for his children. We'll send you a copy of End Times as thanks for your gift to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has the Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Death is Not the End.
We have someone who just in the last few months came back from Damascus, Syria, and told the story of how we've been sending thousands of copies of the New Testament into Damascus. And now they begin printing their own copies. And he told the story of how they were passing out New Testaments and a mosque dismissed. And the imam came out and they were frightened, not knowing how they would respond. And the man went up to him, one of our pastors, and said, sir, I want to give you a copy of the New Testament. And the imam took it and said, thank you, and asked all of his congregation to come out and also receive a free copy of the New Testament. You say, well, what is that about? They had no background for the gospel, no background of exactly who Jesus was. But I can tell you today, from the witness of this man and others in Syria in the middle of a dramatic revolution, that many, many, many people are coming to faith in Jesus Christ by just reading the New Testament. Well, how does that happen? I can tell you how it happens. You see, we have ears and minds that are tuned to God. We're all made in the image of God, but we've marred that image. And someone who's never even heard the good news of what God has done for man in Jesus Christ, because there is that image of God, of the Father there, even simply reading the New Testament story, uninitiated, unexplained, it rings true to their ear. And they hear it and understand it as a message from the Father God. And that's the miracle of it. But we can lose that ear. Well, the Bible is cold and stale to us, and we can be spiritually dead. You can read about it in many passages. One of the most dramatic areas to read about it, I think, is found in Romans chapter number 1. Listen. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, we suppress God's way because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. In other words, there is a built-inness, call it conscious, call it a voice, call it inclination. There is a built into every person that which is evident, that there is a God, there's something about God. It's built in. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, through creation, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, for they became futile, silly, in their own appreciation, their own perceptions, their own ideas, their own foolish heart was darkened. Verse 22, professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the uncorruptible God for the image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over, see the spiritual death, to the lust in their hearts, to impurity, to their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie. When that happens, we just slowly, sometimes dramatically, move off and we become spiritually dead and insensitive, and we no longer can hear the still small voice of the Lord. There is a spiritual death. Also, there is an eternal death that we can read about also in Romans. Look at Romans chapter 6. Just flip, turn to the right a little bit. Chapter 6, verse 19. This is eternal death. There's physical death, spiritual death. We don't hear, we don't understand. Then we read in this sixth chapter, Paul, I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you are presenting your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your bodies as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free to regard, in regard to righteousness. Therefore, what benefit were you derived from the thing of which you are now ashamed? Look at verse 23. For the wages of sin is death. That's it. That's eternal death. If sin is not dealt with in your life, in my life, we have decided on eternal death. We're going to study, we're going to deal with heaven later on in our study in these weeks to come. We're going to deal with hell, in case some of you are interested in that. We're going to deal with the Antichrist. We'll talk about the rapture of the church. We'll talk about judgment. We'll deal with all the things that deal with last things. But here we have to begin and understand that in the Bible, there is physical death, there is spiritual death, and then there is eternal death. God, we'll discover, doesn't send anybody to hell. Somebody says, I don't know why God, a loving God, would send anybody. He doesn't send anybody to hell. We'll talk about that. Now, a lot of people decide to go. They do. They make that choice. God doesn't send them. But there is an eternal death. Also, we see what the resurrection of Jesus Christ did. What Jesus does in the life of a Christian. Let me tell you what he does. We discover that the power of death is defeated. Death becomes powerless. I want you to see how that operates here in one of the great chapters in the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I think the greatest chapter in the Bible is Romans 8. But let me tell you, just right there with it is 1 Corinthians 15. I challenge you, I challenge anybody to read 1 Corinthians 15 as it talks about heaven and our resurrected body and the afterlife. You read that for a couple of weeks and you'll be trying to catch a plane to heaven in the morning. I'm telling you, it is a fabulous word of assurance and gives us unbelievable confidence after this physical life we now live. And in this thing, we read about how all of a sudden the power is taken out of death. Look at verse 54, 1 Corinthians 15. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, Then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. What does this say? You know how Paul really stated this? He looked at death. He said, death, death, where is your victory? He said, death, come here. Where is your sting? He said, the sting of death is sin. And he said, Jesus Christ has taken care of that. You don't have any entree to me. You have no place in my life because the sin is dead. You see what happened, ladies and gentlemen? Jesus Christ came and lived the life that you and I should have lived, and he died the death that you and I should have died, and it was the death of Jesus Christ that eliminated death for you and eliminated death for me. Death killed death because the death of Jesus, the sting of sin, was totally obliterated and washed away. And therefore, Paul says, death is swallowed up in victory. And that is the victory we experience in this life because eternity begins today for all of us who are in Christ. Therefore, death has lost all of its power in Jesus. Also in Jesus, life has been given power. Look at it in just the last verse. There are a zillion places in the scripture that teaches it. Look at verse 18. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not vain in the Lord. John 10:10, Jesus says, I am come that you might have life abundantly. Do you have that kind of life? You see, death, the sting is taken away. Man, we've defeated death. It is an anachronism, an era in respect to time. It is over. It is done with. And now he gives us abundant life, the full joy to live in this life. He gives us the power of life. And then finally, in Jesus Christ, we look forward to a great homecoming. People always ask, will I know my loved ones in heaven? Ladies and gentlemen, are you going to know less in heaven than you know now? We will know as we have been known. We see through a glass darkly, then we'll see face to face. So we look forward to that great homecoming in heaven when we'll be gathered to our Heavenly Father. So we know that death is yesterday and life is today and forever. And therefore, we are confident in our graduation from this earth. And people run around and say, I'm sorry you lost your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister. People said, I'm sorry you lost those two friends. I say it over and over and over and over again. They aren't lost. I know exactly where they are. That's because the sting, the sin, has been eliminated by Christ, his death. And that's why I know that it is victory in Jesus Christ that we experience. In South Philadelphia, there is a great church, a great, great church. And in that church, they just specialize in young people. And they seek to build into their young people Jesus Christ, and they seek to build in their young people a clean life following Christ, knowing that if they will stay sexually clean and they will finish high school and stay close to Jesus, their life has tremendous problems, even though they come from a very impoverished area of Philadelphia. And someone was there and said that when the seniors graduate from all the high schools, that they have a service on Sunday morning. And they bring in all the seniors in cap and gown, and they let every senior stand up and tell the worshiping congregation what they're going to do now that they've graduated. And he said, one stood up and said, I've always wanted to be a fireman. And I've been accepted to school and I'm going to be in training. And one day I'm going to be a part of Philadelphia's finest. I'm going to be a fireman in this city. And said all the congregation would call the name of this young man and they would applaud and say, stay close to Jesus and we love you and we're proud of you. Said he'd just glow and smile as he would go down. Said another graduate would come up and say, now that I'm graduating from high school, God bless me with a good mind. I've been accepted to Princeton and I'm going into pre-law at Princeton University. He said the congregation erupted. They applauded and they said, God bless you. They called the name of this teenager and they just commended them and said, we'll pray for you. And he sat down. Then a young lady stood up and said, I have been accepted to Harvard. I'm going into pre-med. And she told about her story and all the congregation applauded and clapped and promised their prayers and said, stay close to Jesus. Said he went on and on and some were going to the military and said, I've been enlisted in the military. I'm going to get my education. I hope someday to be an officer in the United States Army. And said the place went crazy. He said this went on until all the graduate had finished relating to their worshiping family what they were going to do with their life. He said then the pastor stood up. He said, I was told that he delivered the same sermon every year after the graduates told their story. And so he stood up, and this is what he said. He looked at those graduates, and he says, young men and young women, one day you're going to die. He said, they're going to dig a hole and put you in that hole and throw dirt on your face. He said, then we're going to come back here and have potato salad. And he said, when you were born, you cried, but everybody else laughed. He said, but when you die, if you have kept your testimony, he said, everybody will cry and you will laugh. But he said, if you have lost your testimony for Christ when you die, everybody will laugh and you will have to cry. He said, what I want you to do is from now until your dying day, I want you to emphasize not your title, but your testimony. He said, the important thing in your life is not your title, but your testimony. And then he went on like this. He said, let me tell you something. Pharaoh had a title, but Moses had a testimony. And he said, Nebuchadnezzar had a title, but I can tell you that in that title of Nebuchadnezzar, it was Daniel who had the testimony. He said, Jezebel had a title. It was Elijah who had the testimony. And he said, I want to tell you, Herod had the title, but John the Baptist had the testimony. He said, Nero had the title, but Paul had the testimony. He said, Pilate had the title, but he said, my sweet, sweet Jesus had the testimony and the title that he was the Son of the living God. I want to say something straight and personal to everybody here. One day, you are going to die unless Jesus comes first and brings down the curtain of history, which we'll talk about next week. One day, you're going to die. Well, you think it's way off there? Not necessarily so. But one day, you're going to die, and they're going to dig a hole. And they're going to put you in that hole, and they're going to put dirt over your face. And we're going to come back here to the church, and sometime we have potato salad. Usually we just have cookies. And everybody who comes back here, who knew you, believed in you, cared about you, and loved you enough to be there for your graduation service, everybody will come back here and we'll eat cookies, and they will know whether you live for a title or a testimony.
death is not the end. You've just heard the conclusion to this powerful message by Dr. Ed Young, and it's great to have him in the studio today. Dr. Young, could you tell us about when you committed your life to Christ and became confident that you would go to heaven when you died?
I committed my life to Christ when I was in Vacation Bible School in my home church, First Baptist Church of Laurel, Mississippi, when I was about 11 years of age. But I can't say that I thought a lot about the future at that moment. I just understood with the faith of 11-year-old what it meant to be a Christian. And I publicly professed my faith in the Lord. I was baptized in my home church. But I can say in the process of the years, my confidence in the future continued to grow. It's not that I was just going straight upward in my spiritual maturity, but in my walk with the Lord, as I have learned to walk closer and closer to Him, and as I have experienced the reality of that walk, this gives me confidence that grows day by day by day. And this is the great blessing and one of the great byproducts of being with the Lord. Heaven doesn't begin when we die, it begins today. And when we begin to listen to Him and talk with Him and spend time with Him, it's a beautiful thing to know that we are in His hands, and that's all anybody ever needs to know.
Well, Dr. Young, take a moment and, if you would, say a prayer for any listener that they could repeat if they want to be confident of their eternal home in heaven with Christ.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for loving me. Thank You for meeting me right now, right where I am. And I confess any garbage in my life to You. And all known sin in my life, I now turn away from. I repent. I move in the opposite direction. And right now, I ask Jesus Christ to come into my life. I'm not sure if I've done it before, but right now, I invite Jesus Christ to come into my life. I give to You, O Lord Jesus, my old life. Thank You for giving to me new life. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, doesn't have to be verbatim, but a simple prayer that you understand that Jesus is the Son of God, that He entered time and history and died so that you and I might be liberated from our sin, so that we might have life abundantly. That's why He came. That's why He died. And if you invited Him in your life, Christ is in you. The Bible says that's the hope, that's the confidence of glory. And therefore, if you prayed that prayer and you're in Christ, relax. He's got you in His hand. He's got the whole world in His hand. And eternity begins right now.
Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has been a source of encouragement for you, and we'd love to help you anchor your confidence in God's promises by sending you Dr. Young's 5-message series called End Times. There's a lot of confusion in our world about what the future holds. As Christians, far too often we look for confidence in daily headlines instead of trusting God's promises. Dr. Young's 5-message series will help you grow in your assurance of what the Bible says about the future. You'll gain an in-depth understanding of topics such as death, the second coming of Christ, the great judgment, and the promise of heaven. We're excited to send you a copy of End Times as thanks for your gift to help keep the winning walk strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy. 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Listen in tomorrow as Dr. Young helps you find hope as he addresses a topic you'll definitely want answers on, the second coming of Christ.